This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been more concern over what's happening and rescuers combing through a charred building in Western Delhi for survivors in the aftermath of a fire that authorities said killed at least 27 people. More than 75 were in the four-story building, housing a manufacturing unit for surveillance cameras when the fire broke out on Friday. And some jumped from windows to save themselves, according to eyewitnesses. The fire broke out and the glass broke, and there were some rescue operations with ropes. Relatives of missing people were actually seen at the site, with some holding up mobile phones displaying photos of their loved ones. Authorities said that they were not facing any problems in their search, adding that the fire had started in an office on the first floor and it spread rapidly. Two owners of the company were arrested as part of a probe to identify suspected safety violations. Russian forces suffered heavy losses in a Ukrainian attack that destroyed a pontoon bridge they were using to try to cross a river in the east, according to Ukrainian and British officials. Ukrainian authorities, meanwhile, opened the first war crimes trial of the conflict Friday. The defendant, a captured Russian soldier, stands accused of shooting to death a 62-year-old civilian in the early days of the war. The trial got underway as Russia's offensive in the Donbas, Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland, seemed to turn increasingly into a grinding war of attrition. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what it said was a damaged Russian pontoon bridge over a river and several destroyed or damaged Russian military vehicles nearby. And this is according to the Ukrainians, saying that they destroyed at least 73 tanks and other military equipment during the two-day advance. This is VOA News. Rulers in the United Arab Emirates have announced that they appointed Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the president of the hereditarily ruled nation on the Arabian Peninsula. State-run WAM News Agency said Saturday the rulers of the country's seven sheikdoms made the decision at a meeting. It comes after the president, Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, died Friday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country is not favorable toward Finland and Sweden joining NATO. His statement on Friday indicates that Turkey could use its own membership in the Western Military Alliance to veto moves to admit the two Nordic countries. The Turkish leader explained his opposition by alleging that Kurdish militants and others whom Turkey considers to be terrorists. He also accused Greece of using the alliance against Turkey. Erdogan did not say outright that he would block any accession attempts, however, NATO makes all of its decisions by consensus, meaning each of the 30 member countries has the potential veto over who can join. The UN Security Council is now strongly condemning the killing of a Palestinian-American journalist, Shireen Abu Akleh, and calling for an immediate, thorough, transparent investigation. The press statement was approved by the 15 council members Friday night after language was removed at the insistence of Russia and China, emphasizing the importance of media freedom and the need for journalists working in dangerous areas to be protected. The council statement reiterated that journalists should be protected as civilians. Abu Akleh was revered for her coverage of Palestinian life under Israeli rule for the Al Jazeera satellite channel. Health experts in South Africa say the country is experiencing a surge of COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants. They also say that South Africa's new cases have gone from an average of 300 per day in April to about 8,000 per day this week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.